This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey friends, back in Bismarck for the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, put on by the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI. We thank them for bringing us to this fine event. A lot of folks here, about 1,000 from about 25 different states, 140 exhibiting companies, about 180 different booths, 310 plus companies attending. A lot of companies, of course, send multiple folks, 107 sessions over the 5 days. This goes through tomorrow, motivational, leadership, hands-on, technical, 55 different speakers from across the country. It's just a wealth of information. One thing they did that's really, really, impactful, I guess is the word I would use, is, you know, there were 26 fatalities in 2017. That came to the Workforce Safety and Insurance. And about 105 people killed on the roadways. And they've taken cutouts of the people, put them throughout the conference, and then put the story right on there. You know, like the date and where it happened and what happened. And, I'll read one here in a little bit. It makes it real. It becomes less of a statistic and more of a story about a mom or a dad not coming home, or son or a daughter, you know, a loss from a family. Just, the reason the North Dakota Safety Council does this conference, the reason they exist, the reason WSI exists, is to keep us safe in whatever we're doing. You know, it's to get more people to know CPR and how to use an AED so someone's life can be preserved. Todd probably knows this statistic, Todd, but I learned today that, you know, say your heart stops, right? Your brain... Your brain loses 10% of its capacities, function. It goes dead every minute. So 10% every minute. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 2 minutes, you've lost 20% of your brain function. CPR. Now, so, you know, you can't expect the paramedics to show up in 3 minutes, right? So if you know CPR... You know how to use an AED, and by the way, the AED tells you everything. You grab the AED, it tells you whether to do CPR, what to do, how to do it, when to do it. I mean, it walks you through everything. And so you get the training to be able to do that, and you have the potential to save a life around you. Somebody at work, somebody at home, whatever. So anyway, that's why we're here, and we'll talk with some good folks today on the program. I have a bombshell letter that I call it a bombshell because I've never heard... I shouldn't say that, and maybe the audience can talk a little bit about this, but I haven't spent a lot of time being critical of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over the years, despite hearing, you know, an anecdote here or an anecdote there about their performance. Obviously, I was in the middle of the flood of 1997 and covering that in my Grand Forks radio days, and, you know, there were times that you were, like, wanting them to build this higher or quicker, you know, whatever. But they eventually got it done, and, you know, a lot of local leadership helped it happen, and that's happened in other places, too. I wasn't real fond of, you know, their miscalculations related to the releases on the Missouri. You know, there's just different things where you go, hello, come on, what are you doing here? But, you know, you hear things, but I would say, by and large, I've not heard anything to be super critical. Well, that's changing for me. And it's obviously changing for Kevin Kramer as well on... who has sent a letter that is a doozy. This was dated February 19th. This went to Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security. I actually heard about this from someone at DHS. And the reason they brought it up to me is because they were asking about Fisher Industries, who, of course, has been one of the companies chronicled and one of the companies selected by the Corps had to go on and display their wares against the others. So they, you know, they were sort of beginning to vet some of this of wanting to know. Well, then I asked Senator Kramer, did you send a letter to Secretary Nielsen? He said, I did. He didn't necessarily want to have it out yet because he wants to have a conversation with Secretary Nielsen about this, but I just said, well, now that I know about it, can I have it? So I do have it per a request, and I'm just going to read it to you here, and I want you to agree or disagree with anything in this, okay? He goes through the niceties that they always say, thank you, and blah, blah, blah. And with the recent increase in appropriations for border security and President Trump's emergency declaration, we must move quickly to secure our southern border. It is one thing for us to have access to the necessary funds to combat the crisis, but a different task entirely to ensure the money is mobilized effectively and efficiently. To that end, I urge you to take the necessary steps to ensure the remaining sections of the border wall are completed expeditiously. The president prides himself on accomplishing projects on time and under budget. Unfortunately, current construction of the wall has been contracted out to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and on time and under budget has not characterized their work. Ouch, my words. Millions of dollars have remained unused from fiscal years 2017 and 2018. Really? Why? And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been working on at a rate, you ready, folks, of only a few hundred feet of wall per day. Okay, unused money from 17 and 18 to build barriers at the wall, but unused. Why? Because they can't build it fast enough. They're not efficient enough. He goes on to say, at their current rate, in the next 2 years, they will barely be able to use the money designated for the wall in the appropriations package, let alone start on the funds mobilized through the president's emergency declaration. More than this, the funds that the Corps has used have been expended inefficiently. I've seen the Corps consistently waste taxpayer dollars through high acquisition costs and unnecessary bureaucracy. This is a scathing letter, folks. Scathing. In a project like this, where each day and dollar translates into a more secure border and further fulfillment of the president's promises to the American people, we must ensure every aspect is run economically and on an aggressive and specific timetable. To accomplish this, I urge you not to subcontract this project out to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and instead find a reputable and capable private contractor that the Department of Homeland Security can work with directly. Leading the government to be on time and under budget requires a change in the way we operate. And getting the Corps out of projects that can be handled by private contractors will help move our government in this more efficient direction. Thank you for your leadership and commitment to securing our border. I look forward to speaking with you soon on this important issue. So I also understand that Senator Kramer asked for a meeting, and they said, absolutely, sir, you've got one. Let's do it on Thursday, a week from today, which in cabinet speaks pretty quick. And he said, that's not quick enough. So we may have more on this sooner. What do you make of that? Do you agree with his criticism of the Corps? Do you think it'd be better off to be a private contractor? Seems to make sense to me. I don't get it. Now, remember, Fisher Industries, out of Dickinson, a lot of history in Dickinson, Arizona, has done a lot of work that would qualify them for this. They're not necessarily a mega, mega federal contractor, but I think they're $500 million a year in business. They were one of seven selected by the Corps to demonstrate the wall when it was a concrete wall. Now it's been changed to this wall. But they have said, I've heard it from Tommy Fisher myself, we promise, or don't pay us, we'll build a mile a day. So I don't know Senator Kramer's math there, but I'm guessing that was more like a quarter mile a day than a mile a day to do it four times more efficient. Wow. Now we are talking. So Tommy Fisher is going to join us today on the program, and we're going to talk about what he makes of this criticism of the Corps, see if he shares it. It's a treacherous area to go for when you're a contractor, because you obviously do work for the Corps, and if you can't criticize him. But obviously Senator Kramer is doing that and leaving it to DHS who to pick, but we want a North Dakota company doing it, don't we? So we'll talk to Tommy Fisher a little bit about that and what they can do and continue to follow this very closely. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump tweeted out something about the wall and sent a photo. Here it is. We have just built this. This is yesterday afternoon, I believe. We have just built this powerful wall in New Mexico, completed on January 30th, 2019. 47 days ahead of schedule. Many miles more now under construction. Finish the wall. Here's what I think is going on. They may have completed it 47 days ahead of schedule, but what was the schedule? If the schedule allowed for a quarter a mile per day versus a mile, it's not much of a schedule. And completing it 47 days ahead of schedule, big deal. Also, I understand they move deadlines all the time. And, you know, don't start from procurement, start from when the first blade of dirt start, you know, turns and all kinds of things. So there's a lot of games that are played in this space. And I want to ask Tommy about that. I'll tell you about this. What I worry about, what keeps me up at night, is how many different ways that swamp is trying to get Donald J. Trump. And one of them could be, you got your national emergency, you got your congressional funds, you got your military funds. What happened to it? Why did it take so long? Why isn't it built yet? Why setting the president up for failure as part of, you know, the swamp, no different than the Justice Department or anybody else. So that's why I think Senator Kramer's got it right. Not to mention we want border security. I want your take on this, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Once in a lifetime. That's what March 4th is going to be. Could be. Some may be back another time, but the NDSU Bison celebrating another national championship will be honored by the White House, Donald Trump, yeah, the entire United States government. How about that? Won't that be cool? And guess what? We'll be there on What's on Your Mind. Of course we will. We can't miss that. All the Bison fans in our audience, we got to be there for you. So we'll be there to bring it to you and talk to many folks there and some administration officials and have a grand time. Sounds like it's in the Rose Garden on March 4th over the lunch hour. So kind of excited about it and looking forward to being there. So mark that on your calendars. We are going, courtesy of our friends at PetroServe USA, with the Fan Cam. You know what the Fan Cam is? It's pretty cool. We used it in Frisco, if you remember. It says if you can be there, you don't feel quite as bad because it's like you're there with all the scenes that you don't see on the click, you know, 90-second clip on the evening news or anything else. You get kind of behind the scenes, so we'll be there for the whole day. So it should be a grand time, and I'm really looking forward to it. I have a couple of MyPillows. Didn't I say yesterday I'd bring some MyPillows today, Todd? And so many folks were coming by and saying, hey, love your show.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the show. We appreciate you. All the nice, nice things that people say that make us blush. So I brought some along. So while they last, if you are listening at this very moment and you hear me talking about the North Dakota Safety Council's 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference and say, I want one of those pillows. As long as we have some left, we'll pull one from under the table and say, there you go. Maybe you want one for a catch. We got a lot of space up here. We're up on the second level, overlooking the all the booths that are down there in the exhibit hall. So, pretty cool. CJ's here from DAC Diesel. Let's chat with CJ quick and then get to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. CJ, what you working on?
Well, just finishing up a emissions fix on a Freightliner Cascadia. It's a 2012 model. The guy was having a bunch of issues. He's actually out of the Harvey area. So, again, people are traveling to come and take care of their issues. And also got a Cummins with a fuel air issue, trying to diagnose that one, trying to get that down the road. So, just busy. Got the guys, one guy working on a 5.9 Cummins, and got my other guy working on a 6.0 Power Stroke. So,
how often does a truck come in that when you're diagnosing, you go, "Yep, seen that before"? How often have you?
Quite often, actually. Yeah. Usually, it's one of those things when it comes in. It's almost as soon as I read the codes, I usually know exactly what's going on with it because I've seen it multiple times. But this one truck here, this truck with the ISX Cummins, it's given me a battle because it's not throwing any codes and it's not tripping anything on Cummins Insight showing why it's doing a little fuel air derate, but it's not saying why. So it really has me stumped. You know, so keep plugging away at it, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. I pretty much tested almost everything I can test at this point.
See, that's what they do. They just find it. They keep pulling those strings till it's fixed and out the door. Call CJ 701-258-5011 for an appointment or online at DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Carrie in Jamestown, you're on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go.
Yeah, good morning. In regards to the wall there, the Fisher Industries, their design, I believe, was a concrete sample, but you couldn't see through it, which is why I think the Border Patrol went with a steel wall, because he could see through it and see what was on the other side. And if he could, apparently Mr. Fisher said he could build a mile a day. Was he talking about the concrete wall?
I think they have a different plan as well because of the shift from what was concrete and the desire to see through. Now, I've heard some people say see through like what? Yeah, you can see through if you're up there peering into the steel slats, but you can't see through if you're driving. 50 feet away, 100 feet away. He also puts a roadway in it. He's going to come on at 10, a little after 10, so you can hear him next hour, and I'll ask him some of those questions. But I believe things have radically changed since they decided to go away from concrete to steel. But to answer your question, the mile a day is the steel slats.
The steel slats, because concrete, I don't know how many cubic yards per foot he'd be pouring there. I mean, that would be quite a feat to build a mile of that a day, especially in an area where you don't have any water.
Yeah, he's told me it's four crews too, so that's what it takes to do. So you got to have the crews. He's got I'll put up the videos if he lets me. But he sent me some things about how they do it differently and how they don't use cranes. And they've got a really neat little, you know, concept, and it's patented, so it's rather interesting. But stay tuned, Gary. We'll get some more on it coming up, okay?
One other question. Is he subject to WBE and DBE regulations like highway contractors are? That's DBE is disadvantaged business enterprise, and WBE is women's business enterprise. Is he subject to those kind of regulations and bidding on this?
I'll ask him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. Patty in Grand Forks.
Sorry.
You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi,
hello?
Patty. How are you? Hi.
Good. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in for one of those MyPillows because you're at the National Safety Committee. So I'm listening from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yeah, well, I probably didn't explain that real well, Patty, but it actually is MyPillow for those folks that are coming up to us at the conference. We had so many people come up to us yesterday and say they were listening. I said, well, we got to bring them a little reward for coming up to us at the conference and saying hello. So we're giving them.
Wait, okay, I was going to come to Fargo, but the roads are so bad. I was listening to the news in the morning that semi went off, you know, 10 miles north of Mayville off the interstate. So I was like, I don't think I want to go today to Fargo. So,
no, I don't blame you, but you are coming to Fargo soon?
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, so, Patty, because Grand Forks is my adopted hometown, and you took the time to call and you listen, I'll get you my pillow. You just have to stop by our studios to get one, okay?
Okay. Will the person tell me where you're located?
Sure. It's 2852 Thunder Road.
And is that north, south, east, west?
It's not either. It's south, I guess, but yeah, I don't think there's a south in there. But it is right along I-29, about I-29 and 32nd Avenue South. Beautiful new building there, right between the new border states and Thunder Road. If you know Thunder Road, like the park.
Yep.
We're right next to the park. Okay, so I'm gonna tell the front desk. Patty from Grand Forks is coming in for a pillow, and you'll have one tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, the Army Corps of Engineers are a bunch of losers. Give the job to the Navy Seabees. We know how to get the job done on time and done right the first. I think we have a little red and green war going on there. You know what I'm saying? Red and green. Blue and green, I mean. Navy-Army battle. But they're a bunch of losers. Let's just talk about how you're not real fond of them. Don't call them losers is what I'm saying, but you can say you don't agree with them. Texter says, I agree with Senator Kramer's letter 100%. Another one said, outstanding letter it is. It really lays it out. No doubt about it. Couldn't agree anymore. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout. Don't go away.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack last month at the hands of two supporters of President Trump. But now Empire actor Jussie Smollett is under arrest for allegedly filing a false police report and for having allegedly paid the two brothers who were seen in surveillance video to stage the attack on him.
I think that Jussie's conscience is probably not letting him sleep right now, so I think he should unload that conscience and just come out and tell the American people what actually happened.
That's the lawyer for the two men who were initially suspects in the case but have since told police they were hired by Smollett to stage the attack, and Smollett is expected in a courtroom later today. A U.S. Coast Guard officer is also expected in court. Christopher Paul Hassan is called a domestic terrorist by the FBI, which says he had a long list of Democrats and journalists he wanted to kill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back at this mark for the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Glad to have you along. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. Waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. That's Todd. I'm at 701-367-2054. You can call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. More on the topic of the border wall and the efficiency of the Corps, or lack thereof, and Senator Kramer's letter suggesting they not be allowed to build the border wall, but rather private contractors through the Department of Homeland Security instead get the nod. And we're going to talk with Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries about that at the top of next hour, so stay tuned for that coming up on the program. Right now I want to talk about your children, our children, and school. You know, I don't know about you, but I still get a little misty-eyed when I send our youngest off to school. She's a sophomore, right? And just because I know that, you know, a couple of years from now, she won't live here anymore. She'll be off to college and off to build her own life. So, I mean, our kids are precious. That's nothing to be ashamed of. And, you know, in this day and age, with regular incidents happening at workplaces and certainly at schools as well, you wonder, are they safe? Are they safe? Are the schools here as safe as they can be? And thankfully, we have a North Dakota Safety Council that partners with schools and helps them, and the phone's ringing. More and more folks are saying, you know, we want to be sure. Are the best practices employed here? Are we doing it right? And one of the individuals they ask is a master trainer, and that's Don Mosman. Hello, sir.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
So, in general, you know, could we all put our heads on the pillows at night saying things are just fine as they are, status quo, or do we have work to do?
We have work to do. You know, from an a professional emergency consultant standpoint, I think one of the telltale signs that we need to look at is school fires, right? If we go back to 1980, up until and through today, not one teacher or student has been killed in a school fire in the United States. The last fatality was in 1979. Over that time, there have been thousands of school fires across the U.S. for various reasons. But we have to ask ourselves, why no fatalities? The reason is twofold. Number one, they all have a fire plan, right? They make a plan how we're going to get the kids out. And then they practice the plan, which is the second element. So when you have a plan and then you practice the plan, when that emergency strikes, the people that are involved with that emergency, typically not everything will go perfect, but typically things go pretty well, especially when it's practiced. And fires and the absolute terrific job that our fire departments have done across the country in getting schools prepared, it's paid off. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So then we have to ask ourselves, are we putting at least the same amount of effort in preparing for that as we are for a school shooting or a school attack? And the answer is some school districts across the country are, but many are not. And so that's where kind of we would say the baseline is, okay, what are you doing to prepare for a fire? And at least put that much time, energy, and effort into preparing for another emergency that statistically is more likely, you know, to cause an injury or fatality just based on the information we have today.
What is the area you see most often that causes you to cringe when you walk into a school?
Well, when we work with school districts, we tell them about what we refer to as the layered approach, right? There's going to be risk to every school building in the country right now. You can't remove the risk. What you can do is mitigate the risk. And there are dozens and dozens of layers of security and safety that you can apply to your building. Everything from training your staff on the prevention side, things to look for, having a threat assessment team so that we know what to do when a threat materializes, whether it be on social media or a student comes in and tells us about it, whatever the case, all the way to physical things like making sure your entrances are secure, during the school day, have, locking options on your classroom doors. And there's so many, obviously, security cameras. All of those things are layers. And the more layers you add, not only do you reduce the risk that an event could happen at the building, but in the event that something happens, you're reducing the risk of injury and death by having, more ability to properly respond.
It seems to me, and this may be anecdotal, but it seems to me you hear about where procedures were in place, infrastructure was in place, but Parkland guy just walks in, despite they know this kid is, a little bit challenged and had been suspended from school, and he's walking in and nobody says, whoa, you're not getting in or locked down or whatever, right? Let him come through the door. I mean, is it just too easy to sort of say, well, it's a parent, it's somebody, it's okay, and sort of let down the guard on the entry points? Is that
Well, yeah, and every, every time there's an event, there's lessons learned, right? And I've studied, more than 120 active shooter events. I've responded as a first responder to three of them. And I can tell you that no two events are exactly alike. And every event you can find things that, okay, there could have been mitigation efforts to take place, specifically in Parkland. They had way too many entrances on their perimeter fencing and way too many physical entrances with doors that were left unlocked. They didn't have a one entry system at that time, which a lot of schools today do.
Should they? Should they have? Small town North Dakota school really should be one entry, shouldn't
it? Yeah, and you know what? A lot of school districts, even small ones in North Dakota, are already doing that. But there are a few that mainly a lot of it's the design of an older building where the days that we didn't have to worry about those types of threats. And so, you enter the main door and maybe the office is, up a floor and down a hall or something like that. Whereas new buildings, it's always the office is typically close to the entrance and it's secured in some way so that, we have to vet the people that come into the building to make sure that they have a legitimate purpose to be there. And, we're reducing that risk that way. So good news is there's a lot of schools that are taking those steps, but physically there's still a lot of work to be done.
Another thing I'm hearing a lot more about is lockdowns, and if a student has a medical emergency lockdown, the kids don't know what the lockdown's for, but it's the lockdown, and it's obviously to get the paramedics in and get the child out without any issues, right? But they come up for all kinds of reasons, but more and more they seem to be about not necessarily a threat to all the students, but rather just a sort of a mitigating circumstance. Is there a risk of doing too much of that? And so that when a lockdown means, we've got a shooter here somewhere, we don't take it seriously?
Well, I would say the key is making sure that everybody in the building is on the same page. So, for example, what you just described, a lot of schools refer to that as what's called a soft lockdown. So it's not an active threat situation, but there's something where, okay, we want to keep all of our students in their rooms while something happens in the school. I'm an advocate of those types of situations. I think it mitigates the risk to the children, obviously. It's just another tool in the toolbox. The key is, you know, whatever nomenclature we're using and whatever system we're using, is everybody in the building on exactly the same page of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it? And how quickly do we get that information to our staff so that they can react properly? I was at the National School Safety Roundtable in Washington, D.C. last year. I was one of 54 people invited to that event. And I can tell you that this conversation is happening all over, you know, the country. And the things that were mentioned at that roundtable meeting at Georgetown University really encompassed give our teachers options, right? Let's not only say that in this situation, this is what you have to do. Let's give them a series of two, three, or four options that they can do based on the totality of the circumstances. And then we train them on what all of those options are, and then they use their training and experience and you know, where the physical location of the shooter, all of those things are to make the best decision for the kids that they're responsible for.
Don Mussman is with us, and Don is a master instructor with the North Dakota Safety Council and, you know, again, consults schools and uses this active shooter training protocol for, you know, workplaces and schools and everything else. Are schools even today still calling and saying, okay, we want to make sure we're getting this right? Is this still something that's happening that where, you know, people feel like maybe they need a little work?
Oh, absolutely. Just in North Dakota, within the last 6 months, I would say the requests that we've been getting for assistance from schools has increased tenfold. There's more and more schools, both from city environments, but especially in rural environments, that they're recognizing that they've got some things that they need to address. And a lot of it, really, what we're hearing is the emergency plan itself. You know, what type of a plan do we have? What type of training have we provided our staff to react in an emergency? And it kind of starts there.
So if you're on a school board, have a you know, leadership role of some kind in the schools, you know, maybe ask. And what type, I mean, just one phone call, you come explain, here's how we can do. I mean, walk us through a little bit of what you do with the schools.
Yeah, so we have a full-blown school violence prevention program that we rolled out in 2014. And the program has four basic elements. And a school can use one element, they can use all four, they can use two. But it starts with an assessment of the facility, where we come in and do a very detailed inspection. We also look at your emergency response plans, all of your policies, and then we give you a very comprehensive report on suggestions. You don't have to do any of it, but suggestions for national best practices based on U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, and the U.S. Secret Service. Then we do training for teachers. We have a four-hour prevention course for teachers and staff on how to prevent an incident from actually occurring in your building. We do a teacher safety in the classroom, so what to do if a student becomes physically violent with you in the classroom for teachers. And then, of course, we write emergency response plans for schools as well. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. We customize all of these things to the schools that are asking for the help. But I believe that we've got a terrific resource right here in our own backyard in North Dakota. And, you know, the goal is to make our schools safe for all of our kids.
North Dakota Safety Council's 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, going on with conversations like this all across different industries and public sector, and so many different ways that you can make sure, you know, loved ones come home to their loved ones. That's what we're looking to do here. Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Don Mussman, who's a master instructor with the North Dakota Safety Council. And you want your school safe, you want your business safe, call. Get that going for sure. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to tackle the question of whether or not Vision Zero is a proper goal to get to zero. We'll talk a little bit about what it is. So stay tuned for that. Coming up on the program, Dan Donlan from North Dakota DOT, former Bismarck Police Chief, joins us.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBowlGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live and on location at Bismarck Event Center for the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. And we're going to chat a little later on the program with Dan Donlan a little bit about Vision Zero. We're also going to talk a little bit about the pain of these losses. When you think about, you know, taking statistics and making them real, that's why they do what they do here. When I tell you about 26 fatalities in 2017 from workforce safety and insurance, it's a number. The whole year, 26 doesn't, you know, I mean, we're buried in blizzards of numbers, right? So. This is a opportunity to bring that to life a little bit. So we'll be talking about that today on the program. And then, of course, Tommy Fisher is going to join us in a few minutes from Fisher Industries and talk about Senator Kevin Cramer's letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers related to the inefficient use of taxpayer dollars that they've undertaken of late. So a rather scathing letter. We read it last hour. Now we're going to check with Tommy Fisher on what the private sector could do. Because what Senator Cramer is asking of the Corps of Engineers is to say, you know what? Why don't you guys, I'm sorry, not the Corps of Engineers, sort of the Corps of Engineers, you know, in a roundabout way, because he's saying to the Department of Homeland Security, don't use the Corps of Engineers. He's saying to the Corps, step aside. You've not done this well enough. We need to use private contractors. Well, Fisher Industries is one, so we'll talk with them a little bit about that. You know, healthcare today has become increasingly more complex, more demanding. Of course, higher and higher degrees of skill are necessary. What does all that mean? That means that the need for highly trained nursing leaders is critical. Earning an advanced degree from the University of Mary can prepare you to become a leader in your profession and succeed in today's complex and advanced clinical settings. The university's Doctor of Nursing Practice degree in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner programs are taught by highly qualified professionals who actually work in their fields. And the University of Mary has a stellar national reputation for excellence. Their graduates score a 100% pass rate on national certification exams, rather, and their alumni, I love this one, 100% employment rate. That's just plain outstanding and quite a record, testifying to the high quality of the faculty and the programs at the University of Mary. They have online hybrid programs, so you got flexibility for working adults to grow you in your career while you're remaining on the job. So become the nursing leader you were made to be. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP. Simple as that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, and you can text us at 701-367-2054 for yours truly, or 701-226-8503 for Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. That's him. Texter says, maybe Don can help me on this. Don Mosman's still here. The best way to stop a school shooter is to have people armed protecting the schools. Surefire way to stop a homicidal maniac to shoot him before he shoots somebody else. Not arming school staff has proven to be a miserable failure. What would you say to that texter, Don?
Well, just because you give somebody a weapon without the proper training doesn't mean that it's actually going to help. You know, as a law enforcement officer for 20 years in the Denver metro area, you have to consider proper training. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about teachers or other staff members or whatever. In fact, when people would ask me, you know, throughout the years, you know, what I feel about concealed carry in different, you know, work environments and all those things, my answer is always the same. If the person is properly trained in how to react in emergencies and how to properly trained to utilize, you know, the weapon, then there's safety protocols that can be utilized. But the problem
So with training, it's okay? You mentioned earlier just give teachers options.
Yeah.
Should this be an option? Get trained, have the weapon if you want it, or, you know, you got veterans that are teachers, right?
Sure.
They're well trained. You got hunters that are teachers.
Well, my preference as a former school resource officer would be, you know, a licensed uniform officer in the school. That would be my first preference, because they're trained, you know, in what to do in practically any threat situation. I just think that when you have somebody that's not their job, that's not their line of work, you know, when we practice firearm tactical training, you know, we do it multiple times throughout the year. Some departments, larger departments, it's every few weeks. And there's just so much training and tactical information that's needed to properly react. That would be my number one suggestion on that use a licensed police officer for that function.
And if that's not possible, small town, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, does it make sense to have this be an option?
I I guess I would.
What's the downside? What makes you reluctant, other than obviously the training part? But I mean, is
safety.
Is it a weapon getting into somebody else's hand?
Well, statistically, that's an option. But also, remember, it doesn't matter whether it's a police officer or private citizen. When they discharge a weapon, they're the people or entity or business, or in this case, a school that give them permission to do that, is responsible for where that round goes. And so, if there's a an innocent bystander that's struck by a round because there wasn't proper training involved, there's an unbelievable amount of liability there.
Interesting. All right. Well, you got your answer. Texter, listener, thank you very much. And Don, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Tommy Fisher, when we come back, we're still trying to track down Dan Donlan, talk a little bit about Vision Zero and much more. Stay tuned. Imagine a long Northern Plains winter with a swim spa in your home. Talk about wellness. Vince Webker is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What's an endless pool?
Well, an endless pool is a fitness machine, as we like to call it. What it allows you to do is physical activity in water. For example, they have a treadmill on the bottom, and like I tell everybody, not everybody's a runner, but everybody in an endless pool can be a good runner because of the aspect of the water. And the ability for us as human beings to exercise in water allows that mobility to continue, and great things happen in water. That's why we rehab in water, and several success stories of losing weight and becoming more physical fit with this product. And they just introduced a bicycle to it, too. So for those of you that are into triathlons, and you can do all three in this product.
Incredible. See it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.